Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who I got.
Amen, brothers and sisters. Thank you for hearing this show. This is a test show for checking some issues that we have been targets in all of our shows. We are going to have a Bible study about the House of David, House of Saul, but basically to test the sound. So for those that are hearing in the chat room, please give me some feedback if there is any problem with the sound. I hope that there's not, that we can have managed to solve everything. There's a point, brother, please, if you see something that is wrong with the sound, just let me know. Meanwhile, we are going to worship our God. We will bring a small study about the House of David, the House of Saul, that I hope that will help us to make us understand what is the position that we must have about the gospel of Jesus Christ on this modern day, what is the position of the true worshippers, because there's a lot of people that are saying that are serving the Lord, preaching the gospel. But even Saul was the first king of Israel. He was called by God, but he didn't end in the ways of God. So I hope that this will help you to understand the position that we must have and what is the right terms and the right mind we must have to be a true worshiper of God and to end our days in the Father's arms and not in other spirits, in other counseling, like Saul ended. We'll be trying to improve these details in our life, to each one of us try to see in our life what we must improve in ourselves to get free from all the religions bound, or all the religion burdens that we all have tested before. So please, thank you for your presence once again. This is, I'm going to repeat, just a testing show of the sound. But you will not go with the same things that you bring. I want to give you something for your journey. Okay? Thank you. And let's praise our God first, because we all depend on His grace to do His will. May the Lord bless you all, my brothers and my sisters. Stay blessed. And let's praise with all our heart to our God. okay? I am trying to check the sound here. I hope that is better. I hope that you can hear better now. Worthy is the Lamb. So, great. Great, great, great. Okay, brothers. So let's continue to worship our great Lord. As I know that in the midst of so much fight, the devil will lose. The devil and the house of Saul will lose. And the house of David, those that are men and women with the heart of our God, like our God, will prevail, will overcome against all odds. So please do not let be deceived by the circumstance. Let's pray, because He is with us in the battle. He is in the front line with us, and our enemy will not prevail against the house of the Lord, the spiritual house of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. And while you're lying in the dark, there shines an everlasting light. For the King has left His throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight. Oh Bethlehem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, where God became a man stepped into your world today. Oh Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, little town of Jerusalem looks like another silent night. The Father gave His only Son, the way, the truth, the life had come, but there was no room for Him in the world He came to save. Jerusalem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, Savior of the world is dying on your cross today. Jerusalem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, United States of America looks like another silent night. As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that say the trees and kill the children, and while we're lying in the dark, there's a shout across the eastern sky.
United States of America looks like another silent night.
scared of it. Tu estás entronizado em meio ao serafim. Tu estás aclamado.
Amen. Father, please give us your grace that your people tonight get your food. Use my life in your hands, Father, to bring the knowledge, the wisdom that you want to offer to your people. Let them know the reasons why you have chosen this day to bring this message. They can be alerted for all the traps that the devil is trying to make to the lives of your people, your children. Let them be free of all the traps that the fallen angelic army is trying to deceive the reason, the heart of your people. Or they can fight the good fight in the right position of this long war that is being waged between the house of David and the lost house of Saul, those kings that start with your blessing, but they will end looking for the counselor of the other spirit. May the Lord bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, my family. I hope that you can hear me fine. I will use another static tonight. I will mingle the message that I have in my heart to bring to you tonight, some music, because I don't want this message to be very heavy. There's a lot of meat here about the house of David and the house of Saul, but I want to bring the meat that will be enough for all of us to take the position with wisdom in this fight. I have put here the Psalm 151 that is considered by the fathers of the church not inspired. I don't know why, because there is a psalm that belongs to the Greek version of the church, of the Bible. This is a psalm that was written by David, not only in the Greek Orthodox Church. He is considered canon, but it was known by the Jewish people. It was known by the original people of God, by those who have the alliance, the first alliance with our God. It's a song that was written in the first Bible in Greek, the Septuaginta. But God knows why. The fathers, the Catholic fathers, they remove it. And I guess I know why, but I will try to tell you later about this. Okay? This is a psalm that talks about David, as you know, as you have already read. It says that it is David that is written after he defeated Goliath. And it says that I was the lesser of my brothers, the youngest of my father's house, to lead the flock of my father to pasture. I found a lion and a bear. I killed them and tore them for my second hand, build a flute and a harp made my fingers. I think that this is not the good translation, because I have it in Portuguese and I put it on the Google Translator, but I think that you can see what is said here. So In this psalm, we can see the figure, the humble figure of David. The man was considered by God the man that has a heart like his own heart. King David was not the first king of Israel. In the Bible, in 1 Samuel chapter 8, related that the people of Israel was tired of the prophet Samuel. They want to have a king like the other nations. And they ask Samuel, raise us a king like the other nations. And read all the chapter in 1 Samuel 8. And God said to Samuel, they didn't reject you, they reject me. So God gives him what they want. They want to be like the other nations. And God made his will, their will, and gave him a kingdom. It was beautiful. He saw as a good figure. He was high. He had a good body. He was more high than other men on the kingdom of Israel. It was a good figure for have as a king. But God warned them. This king will require some rights above the people. He need his goods. He need his son and daughters to rule the kingdom. He will take him. Even so, they want that king, as they want to be like the other nations. And that was how it was born, the house of Saul, with the approval of God. But it was nothing that was in the heart of God in the beginning. It was a wish of the people that want that God to be do like they want. I'm sorry for my English. I hope I can make myself clear. This is the difference between our dreams that we require God to bless, our wishes, and the things that are already on the heart of God for our life. If they had waited a little bit longer, God will prepare a king with his own heart to the people. But they were in a rush. They were desiring to be like the other. My brothers and my sisters, I want you to keep this. There is a difference between the will of God to our life and the will that we ask to God bless. The better thing to ask God is, do your will in our life. Let your kingdom come. Do not do my will, but do your will, like Jesus said. If you can, pass this cup from me, but do your will, Father. My brothers, my sisters, God bless the desire of his own people. They reject God. They reject the time of God. They desire to be like the other nations, and God gave them a king that not was the original intention. And so took almost the people of Israel to become slaves of the other nation. In the end, the house of Saul gave his back to the Lord, and they were defeated on the battle. But we will get there. We will get there. We will see how the process becomes darker and darker when we insist that God bless us the way we want, and we don't wait for the blessing that is already on the mind and heart of God to our lives. David was the project of God to Israel. He was a man with the heart of God, but Saul was the desire of the people. You can see on this Psalm 151 that David starts saying that he was the lesser of his brothers. The youngest one was him that God chose. Nobody knew the potential of this man. Nobody gave a coin to him. But God knew David in his heart. God knew and saw when David, when nobody was looking, he defeated a lion. He defeated a bear to protect the sheep. My brother and my sister, if you think that God is not seeing your fight, if you think that you are not important to God, that you are having troubles in your house, your brother, your mother, your son is sick, and God is not interested in your fight, you are hearing the wrong voice. God is watching your fight. God is watching your position, your struggle, and God will reward all the effort you do to defend the sheep of his flock. If you think that God is not watching your life, you better look for David. God watched when he defended the flock. God watched when he killed the lion. It's an image of our enemy. He roars like a lion around us, trying to deceive us in our minds, in our hearts, with false accusations to God, with false accusations to us. But God sees the Davids of this modern day that are resisting him, putting him to run. God watched when David defeated a bear. You know, the symbol of the bear, it's not only Russia. Bear, it's an animal that kills with his harm, with his hug, his strength. Bear, it's an animal that kills us with love. It's a symbol of religion. It's a symbol of that people that smile in your front and kill you in your back. The religious spirit that is around us to suffocate. David defeat the power of the enemy and the power of the religion in his life. He didn't care. Nobody was watching. He just cared to defend the sheep. The responsibility was in his heart, and he was not caring about the rewards. And what did he say in the psalm? He said, "The Lord watched." Nobody watched, but the Lord watched when I defeated. He watched, he witnessed, and he rewarded. The Bible says that God hears and sees in secret and rewards us publicly. When that giant, that is a symbol of the flesh, the spirit of Jezebel, and that giant, that great giant, Goliath raised and cursed the God of Israel. All mighty warriors of Israel get scared. But that man was full of the joy of the Holy Spirit. He knew he could defeat, because he has already defeated the lion and the bear. And he offered his life to fight for Israel, to fight for those that never, never giving a coin to him. He offered his life to fight for them and for the glory of Israel, the Lord. And he said, who is this uncircumcised that curses the Lord of Israel? You can see how the Lord has prepared this man to reward him publicly for all the efforts that nobody was seeing when he was just being faithful to his father. But God had chosen this man to be the king, the people of Israel. So, my brother and my sister, what are you asking to God now in your life? What do you want that God still not give you? Do you want David? Do you want to belong to the house of David? Or do you want the house of Saul in your life, around you? If you think that God has forget the desires, your dreams, you are hearing the wrong voice, because God is preparing his David in all the areas that you need yet to be blessed. God is preparing his David for your life. Can be a good job, can be a bride, can be a husband, can be a son, but just rest, because God is looking for your fight. God knows the time of your life. You just need to trust. But if you are in a rush, you better be careful, because maybe God will give you what you want. Maybe God, if you insist, will have to teach you a lesson and bring some soul to your life, for you to learn that you better trust and rest in the Lord, that he will bring, he will show you, David, in the right time. This is the first difference that I want you to keep before I go further. The thing that you ask to God, to your life, is the thing that you get. If you ask the house of David, God will give you the house of David. In this time, he will bring the kingdom of David to your life. But I have experienced the kingdom of Saul in my own life first, because I was in a rush. And because of this, God, he made my will. It was not his will. It was not his time. But he let me pass it, to learn a lesson that I will bring today to you. You better ask for David, because David is already prepared. David is already prepared to fill your life, Spirit of the Lord. So it's not prepared, and you'll see why. Let's bring some music to still worship our God before I go further, because you see that it's pure meat that God is bringing tonight to our life. First thing, don't despair if you are not blessed yet in that area of your life. There is a David. There is a blessing being prepared. You can see that God is in the front. He is preparing that blessing to give you in the right time. Just trust and rest in the Lord.
Well, today I found myself after searching all these years, and the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. But I was lost when you found me here, and I was broken beyond repair, and then you
about must be careful what we ask to God. We must be wise, because the things that are on our hearts, God will bring. If we insist, God will give us a great lesson. It's better to ask His will. You can learn this on your life specifically, or you can learn this experiencing the hard way. Well, the problem that was in the mind of these people of Israel, that they want a king like the other kings, became a reality, because the king that God gave them, he has the same problem. You can read how the house of Saul starts breaking, starts being away of the will of God. It's not a process instantly, but it's something that will start to show in the passing of the time. Go check in 1 Samuel chapter 13. You can see that I'm going to read here. 1 Samuel chapter 13. That in a battle against the other nation, Saul was with his army waiting for the arrival of the prophet to make the sacrifice. And Samuel did not arrive yet. And Saul was watching his army scattering from him. You can read 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8. It says, I'm going to put also on the chat room for those that don't have the Bible. And it says 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. That Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. In the verse 9, says that Saul, he made something that was not pleasing to God. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offerings, and he offered the burnt offering. He took the place of the prophet. And you know that in the Old Testament, there was a prophet and there was king. It was not the same thing. God has ordained different roles, not like in our New Testament, that we are priests and priests. No. Saul, he took the place, took the role of the prophet, and he offered. He improvised something that was the start of his fall. It says on the next verse that came to pass that as soon as he made an end of offering, burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. He handed the offering, and he was looking for the praise of the prophet. And the prophet gave him a word. It was the beginning of the fall of the house of Saul. And Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw the people were scattered from me, that you came not until the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. He continues and says, therefore, I said, the Philistine will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore and offered a burnt offering made. You can see what is the problem. This man starts thinking that God was late, that God was late in his life. Aren't we thinking about God so much time in the same thing, trying to solve the problems with our own hands. That's the problem. When we are not prepared, we try to use our ways to solve our problems. And we only bring more problems to us. This is what soul gets with this thinking. And Samuel said, sorry, this is, what have you done? And Saul said, because I saw the people, sorry, this is not the check here, as I want to give you, it's here, okay. This is what he gets with his act. And Samuel said, you said to Saul, who has done foolish, you has not kept the commandment of the Lord, which he commanded. For now the Lord has established the kingdom upon Israel forever. So Saul starts losing his kingdom here. He starts showing the same problem that the people had when they asked this king to rule over them. He was not prepared. He was not a man with the heart of the Lord. He was a man of the people. He was a man that always tried to measure himself by the strength and the numbers of the people that they were following him. He was the center of his own life. He was the center of his own inspiration. He thought he could change the rules of God, just not to lose the number. My brothers, this is the first thing you must consider in your life. Where are you worshiping God? On the places that are looking for numbers or figures or statue, status, vanities, the rewards of men? Or are you keeping your responsibility to the Word of God, to the values of God, even in that place that nobody is looking to you? Nobody will reward you. Only God will see what you are doing. This is the second thing that you must keep. If you are in the harmony of soul, you will fall with soul. The word says that God gave him another chance. Ahead, there was another battle, and God had ordered that he could not take any reward from that battle. He should kill everything, even the animal. But he disobeyed, and he brought the best cattle, and that was the last disobedience of Saul. From that battle, God sent Samuel to anoint David. My brother and my sister, the more in secret you are praying to God, trying to look for His will to your life, the closer you are getting to the real kingdom. It's not on the multitude. It's not on the mega church. It's not on the money, the big temple, that is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, you must find Him first inside of you. If you don't find the kingdom inside of you, if you don't find Jesus inside of you, you can look in every church, in every congregation, in every block talk show, but you will not find the real king. If you don't find him first in your obedience, in your sincerity to God, in your privacy. When we enter the way of soul, we start being dependent of what the other ones think about us. And we go away from God. We give more importance to the human thoughts, the human money, the human reward, than the grace of the Lord. They get what they want. They get a king with the image they were passing to God. They were in a rush for the vanity. They want to be like the other ones. You see what I'm talking here? It's the problem of the numbers, the envy. The other one has a lot of followers. I need to be like him. The other one mixes law with grace, with the money he gets. He gets more followers. So I'm going to imitate him. I'm going to change the gospel here. I'm going to make the way I think it's better because it's faster. And I will not lose my followers. That's the religious. That's the house of soul selling his soul to the enemy. But the house of David, he tries to please God, even in the smallest things, even when nobody's watching. And he gets the final reward. Publicly, he gets the honor on the challenge against the giant. So, did not win to fight giant. The brothers of David, they didn't win. But the men, with the heart of the Lord, with the oil of the Lord in him, he offered his life and he fights the giant. And he kills him. With his own sword, he kills the giant with the giant sword. He uses the stone, the slinger, the prayer warrior, goes right to the head, the front of the beast, take him down, and he uses the sword of the giant to take his life. Your prayer, my brother and my sister, when you are in the center of the will of God, when you have the will, the perfect will of God in your life, you ask what you want and you receive it. God, in his time, will reward you, will honor you, and you will be heard in your prayer, and you receive your reward. You will kill that giant that is trying to kill you, that is saying in your ear, God doesn't like you. God is punishing you. God is against you. You are a sinner. My brother, my sister, that's the lion. That's the bear. You just need to be like David. Wait. Your David are being prepared also to reach your life, to adorn your life. When you throw the stone, when you pray, it will be right to the front of the beast. You take him down, and the rest, his own sword will kill him. It's the mouth of the enemy. It's the religious prayer that kills the religious. It's the religious way they kill themselves. They discredit themselves. You will see later that even Saul, the first king Saul, nobody killed him. He killed himself with his own sword. after trying to kill David, after persecuting him, after taking everything he gave to David, his own daughter, he took it away and put David running from the palace. God looked for David, no more for Saul. They will kill the modern houses of Saul. They will kill himself in their life, in their materialistic gospel. God will bring his house down above their own heads. And the house of David is getting stronger every day it passes. We will see why you are being persecuted, why you are being in a struggle. You will see how David was persecuted. Even so, he could have killed the brother, the first king, but he didn't touch him. He knew the God he was serving. He knew God will hand the work he has started in his own life. So don't go away. We will bring more meat.
Join with me as one.
Okay, I hope that my voice will be better. I'm trying to adjust here the micro, the sound menu here. Okay. So after David killed Goliath, he was brought to the palace of Saul. It was given to him his own daughter to marry. My brothers and my sisters, sometimes I look back and I see when I was on the system, the religious system, the doctrinal system, materialistic system, evangelical system. I was looking back and I see that if I had fallen in that system, tonight I could be rich. I could have a title of pastor. I could be in a good job, because these people, they help each other. They help each other, like the secret society. But the code there, it's not Lucifer. At least in all of them, the code there is the gospel they choose to follow. So it was not a completely pagan. He had some values. Had connections with the Lord, but he was not a servant of the Lord. He was using the Lord to his own purpose, to his own glory. And this is the problem, my brother and my sister. When we accept this burden in our lives, we became slaves of the system. We only get, if we serve the system, you get a good job, you get a marriage on the church, maybe you get a brick of that church as a wife, maybe you marry with a brick and get a husband with a heart like a brick. But if you leave the system, if you start to awaken for the reality that they change the gospel to his own interest, they mix law with grace, they put things on the Bible, they change the scenarios of the verses, the context, to their own interest. If you start fighting this, you lose everything you get there. You are a slave. You lose family. You lose jobs. You lose privilege. And maybe you lose even your own faith. And you become a real rebel, thinking that it's God that is punishing you. But that is all the scheme of the enemy. That is the danger of losing discernment, of starting living in the palace of soul. He tries to enslave you, and your heart starts being divided. If you talk all the truth, if you try to live all the truth, they will punish you. This happened with David. He was faithful to that king. He never tried to steal his kingdom. But that king had lost the oil that God had gave him. That king was possessed by a spirit, a bad spirit, that the Lord sent to punish him for his disobedience. And that spirit tried to kill David, put envy on the heart of Saul when he heard the woman saying that Saul killed 1,000 and David killed 10,000. The Bible says that he asked, what is missing to David? The next thing is the kingdom. And he tried to kill him in every way. When that spirit came above him, he threw the spear against David. It says the Bible that only David could appease that spirit when he played the harp. You see, my brother and my sister, it's God that doesn't want you in the system. It's that spirit that came from God above this man that became enemies of God. It's that spirit that God sent him to took you away from that Babylon. Because God loves you. You didn't lose anything. You just won. Even if you had to lose everything that the system gave you. This is what the enemy wants you to believe. That you lost something. But you really never get anything. Because it was not yours. It belongs to the system. If it was yours, when you leave the system, it would come with you. But even the daughter of Saul, when she says to David, go because my father wants to kill you, she didn't run with his husband, with her husband. She stayed in the palace because she loved the palace more than the husband. I'm talking to you that once you were married. I'm talking to you that once you were a person. But the system punished you. I want you to know that you didn't lost anything. It was never yours. Never came from God. Never came from God. Came from the system to enslave you. Because if it was you, if it comes from God, will never leave you. So you didn't lost. You are free to ask the will of God now to your life. The things of God. To ask the David. And you will not need to do much effort to fight against the house of Saul. Because that house will kill herself. All those that stayed in the palace of Saul that are cursed by Mammon, by lying spirits, that are using the name of the Lord in vain, they will be killed by their own works. You just need to rest on the rock. You just need to hide in Jesus and wait until someone brings you the news that Saul and his son were killed in the battle by their own swords, by their own words, by their own doctrine. I came from a church that it was the last church, the last work of God. They say that someone who leaves that church would not take the Holy Spirit. They were the owners of the Holy Spirit. Last year, all of the heads of that church went to jail. It was a criminal organization, international. They are going to be judged at the end of this year. They kill themselves. But God loves you so much. He took you away from that system, to belong to the house of David. You, my brother and my sister, that think you have no worthy to God, that God just loved the big mega pastors that are rich, they have houses, they have temples. There's a lot of pastors there, real David, with small groups, taking care of the hurt ones, defending from the lions. These are the real, this is the family. These are the Davids. They are still hiding in the rock. But they don't leave the rock. They don't leave the cave because they trust in Jesus. They know God will reward them for taking care of the little ones. This is the house of David. It's those that they don't look for titles. They look for service. They have the heart of our Savior. They have the kingdom inside of them. They are servants. They are deacons, diaconos, not ministers. They are helpers of Jesus Christ, the high priest. They don't look for rewards of men. They prefer to wait the reward of God. They don't charge because they know they are already paid on the cross. They know they are not bigger than Jesus Christ and His example. These are the ones that we must help with our money if necessary. These are the ones who can never let him miss anything. Because God will bless you if you bless the descendants of Abraham. Those that walk by faith, not by materialist things. You know that David, he ran away alone. His wife stayed on the palace. Jonathan, the son of Saul, he loved David, but he didn't leave the palace. David ran away alone. But Jonathan died with his father in the same battle. After looking for advice in so much place, because the Lord God wasn't talking to him already. That's why you see so much church promoting New Age doctrine, promoting politics, corrupting the kingdom with the things of this realm. That's why you see the marriage of that Babylon with this world. They are in Endor, looking for the warlocks, looking for serpent seed advisors. They are on their own way to the hand. But you, my brother, and you, my sister, you are in the cave. You are hidden in the rock of the rocks, the rock of ages, waiting that your father scatter his enemy and clean the way to reward you. David ran away alone, but it says the Bible that those that not fit on the kingdom of Saul, they start when together to stay with him on the cave. Those that did not fit on that kingdom, people with debt, with fat pews, broken hearts. Those are the ones they went to the cave to join David until become an army, like the army of God. You think you're the only one who has a broken heart. You think you're the only one who lost a family. You think you're the only one who lost a good job and don't know the day of tomorrow. No, you are one of much that God is bringing out to the real church, calling out of this world to become church. You are starting to learn how to depend only by the grace of God and not by the favors of men, by the businessmen of the gospel. Like Danny yesterday told us, he had to go to the desert or start seeing clearly the trap he was living in his own life. So do you and me that were suffering injustice from that system. It was the Spirit of God bringing you out or resting on Jesus. Start learning to depend only by faith to follow the example of Jesus in your life. He didn't know where to rest on the other day. And maybe you have passed that time. There are some times that I don't know. That I ask myself, what is going God to do? Because I'm trusting Him. And God had not shown me everything in the same time. But I learned to take care only one day of each time in my life. God will take of my tomorrow. God will take care of my tomorrow. This is the real kingdom. This is the way that you are giving all the glory to God. Walking the same way Jesus walked. Putting your own dreams, your own resources in the altar of God. I'm not saying that you don't have the right to dream. Yes, you have. But if you put that dreams before the dreams of God, before the work that God wants you to give you in the kingdom, you will end in the house of soul, you will end hearing the wrong voices, the wrong advice. Only those that are capable in his own heart to deliver everything in the hands of God, the son, the daughter, the mother, the father, the job if necessary, the health, will be overcome. Those that doesn't love their own life until the end, that's what is in the Revelation book. They overcome by the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, that's the grace, and by the words of His testimony, by the teachings of Jesus Christ, by the example of Jesus Christ. And they don't love their life until the end. They are ready to die if necessary by the name of the Lord, by His values, by the truth, by His example. This is the house of David. You belong to this house if you love the truth. If you start resisting the lion, if you start resisting the beer, the ones that kill you with warm words, with warm hugs, just waiting or the opportunity to break you down with his own heat. He will crush your bones, smiling, religious spirit. While you are useful to them, they will protect you. The day you become useful, unuseful, the day someone is better to do the job, they will put you in jail. They will send you away from his palace. And this is not the real Jesus. This is the Antichrist, disguised as minister of God. Today you can see that you didn't lose. You don't have reasons to be sad if God brought you out of that system. I was married once with this system. I had roots on that. But because I love more than Jesus, I had to throw it away. And God rewarded me with the blessings of David. And I am so thankful for having 10 brothers in arms tonight on a surprise show in this rock with me, eating the same food, drinking the same wine that the Father brought us. My brothers and my sister, you are the house of David. Don't look back. Don't look back for those that stayed on the path. Because even if they are not killed there, like the first wife of David, the daughter of Saul, she was delivered to another man. And when David became king, he called her. But it says in the Bible that she despised when King David danced in front of the harp. She didn't understand David like his own father. Saul never worried about the ark. Was lost in the fields of Israel. It was lost. He never take care of the ark, to bring the ark to his own palace. He didn't want God in the lead of his kingdom. But the first thing that David decided when he became king was to bring the ark to Jerusalem. The ark was the symbol of the alliance. The presence of God, David, wants God near him. And his wife, when he was full of joy, dancing, when the ark was entering into Jerusalem, his wife that got spared from the death of the house of Saul, despised David, said he was like a fool dancing. She didn't understand things of the spirit. She only understand about palace, riches, position, vanity. And it says in the Bible that she never get pregnant. And that is the curse of that house. Even those that will not be killed, that God will have mercy, they will never give birth again to the kingdom. They become sterile. They cannot be used by God. They are rejected forever. They don't have reasons to be sad. You belong to that army, like me. doesn't fit with that system, but it fits with Jesus Christ, with the example that he gave us. It fits because he shows me to spare you from his judgment. Just hold. Select those who you spare your time. Don't give time to the enemy. Be wise, my brother and my sister. Do not commit the same errors. You don't need these people around you. You just need the blessing of the Lord and those that love the Lord more than his own life. Those that leave everything. Those that don't bargain with God. Don't try to give him 10% only of his glory. Those that will lose everything, take their cross and follow Jesus Christ. Take the wood, it's an expression, Aramaic expression, of being ready to suffer for something. You are in the right side of the great war between the house of David that is going to get only stronger. And the house of Saul, it's getting weaker. It's getting sicker. It's dying. And the kingdom is for us. Write this and be happy tonight. Jesus didn't rise tonight. Jesus is already risen all day for us. You don't need to be slave of days. They want to program your mind, your heart. Jesus lives in you all days. He's alive. You just need to rejoice in his grace. All days of your here. Not only on the Easter. You don't need to have Jesus in part-time in your life. You have it inside of you. May the Lord bless you, my brother and my sister, and keep what is good for your life in your heart. In Jesus' name.
Something inside of me knows there is surely more than this. Echoes of eternity all around us. I'm
sempre querendo encontrar no tempo um lugar de eternidade. Meu lar já foi o beijo da noite, o abraço quente de uma bela estranha, um tanto fugaz. Casa do tempo se fez pra acabar. Hoje, sem pai nem mãe, hoje, sem irmão, foi a rua. Pra gente ficar, é canto que eu